All right, everyone, get ready because today we're taking a deep dive into staying healthy and safe in one of the most incredible cities in the world, Rome. We're talking about those must-know health concerns and essential travel tips to make sure your Roman holiday is unforgettable for all the right reasons.
And believe me, having those practicalities covered can make all the difference when it comes to truly experiencing the magic of Rome.
Couldn't agree more. And speaking of practicalities, our source jumps right into one that's absolutely essential, especially in a city with a history as rich as Rome's: water.
It's funny, isn't it? You picture those ancient aqueducts, a marvel of engineering, and you think, wow, the Romans really had it figured out. But when it comes to the tap water today, well, let's just say our source suggests a little caution.
Yeah, maybe stick to bottled water when in doubt. Wouldn't want to tempt fate with ancient plumbing,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. And, thinking about those aqueducts actually reminds me of another crucial point for staying healthy in Rome: hydration. I mean, the Romans built an empire on it, literally. With all that walking you'll be doing under the Mediterranean sun, staying hydrated is key.
Makes those beautiful fountains and piazzas all the more inviting, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of exploring and completely forget about the practicalities. Trust me, I've been there. One minute you're admiring the Trevi Fountain, the next you're seeing spots from the heat.
Been there, done that. No one wants to miss out on the Colosseum because they forgot their water bottle.
Exactly. And while we're on the topic of staying comfortable, let's talk about something the source emphasizes: comfortable shoes.
Ah, yes, comfortable shoes, the unsung heroes of any good walking tour. But when you're talking about miles of cobblestone streets, they're non-negotiable.
Seriously, forget gladiators. You're the one conquering Rome, one step at a time. And that's a lot easier to do with happy feet. Have you ever tried navigating a new city with blisters? Not fun.
Definitely not a recipe for when in Rome. Speaking of navigating, our source does mention something that's unfortunately a reality in many tourist destinations: the risk of pickpocketing.
Right. It's one of those things you want to be prepared for, but not let it consume you. Rome is generally a safe city, but like any bustling metropolis, it has its share of opportunistic individuals looking for an easy target.
So, common sense precautions, especially in crowded areas, which, let's face it, is pretty much Rome.
Exactly. You're not going to find much personal space in the Colosseum, that's for sure. But just think of it this way: you wouldn't walk around at home with your bag wide open, would you?
Definitely not. Unless I was asking for trouble, that is.
Precisely. Same principle applies in Rome, especially on public transport, which the source specifically points out. Keep your belongings close, stay aware of your surroundings, and you'll be just fine.
And now, for the part of our deep dive I know we're all excited for: the food. When you think about Rome, you think about incredible food, right?
It's a foodie's paradise, absolutely. But, our source doesn't just tell you to go wild and eat everything in sight.
Oh, portion control in the land of pasta and pizza. Tell me more.
Well, they emphasize savoring the local produce, which I think is great advice, actually, wherever you travel. It's all about experiencing a place authentically through its flavors.
That makes a lot of sense. So, what does that actually look like in Rome, savoring those local flavors?
Well, picture this: a caprese salad, but I'm talking about those tomatoes and mozzarella bursting with flavor because they're so fresh. Or a pasta dish where you can just tell those ingredients were sourced locally, you know?
Well, I can practically taste it.
Yeah.
Where would you even begin to find these culinary treasures?
Honestly, you can't go wrong with those open-air markets scattered throughout the city. Talk about a feast for the senses.
I bet. It's like those markets offer a different perspective on Rome, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's like stepping back in time, just like you do when you're exploring those ancient ruins. You get a glimpse of the real Rome, the heart of the city, beyond those big tourist attractions.
I love that connection. It's easy to get swept up in the grandeur of the Colosseum or the Trevi Fountain and forget that Rome is a living, breathing city. Those markets really ground you in that reality, wouldn't you say?
100%. Speaking of remembering that Rome is a city with a life of its own, our source does bring up something important, something we should touch on.
Intriguing. What do we need to be mindful of?
Well, it's more of a general reminder, I guess, to always be mindful of your surroundings, especially in crowded areas, which, let's be honest, is most of Rome.
Yeah, that's true. Easy to get caught up in the moment and let your guard down when you're surrounded by such beauty and excitement.
Exactly. Those precautions we talked about earlier about staying safe and healthy, they all tie into this idea of being present and aware. You don't want to be the person who misses out on the magic of the Trevi Fountain because you're dealing with a stolen wallet, right?
Ugh, nightmare. So
Mm-hmm.
true, though. And that actually brings us to something else that's essential for any traveler these days, something our source also points out, COVID-19.
Right, because even though things are always changing, it's always wise to check those latest travel advisories and health guidelines.
So true. It's one of those simple reminders that can make all the difference.
Exactly. It's better to be safe than sorry.
100%. And hey, while we're on the topic of health, this might seem obvious, but with all that delicious gelato calling your name, maybe double check those food allergies too. Wouldn't want to miss out on that.
Now you're speaking my language. That's a great reminder, especially for a city as tempting as Rome.
Right. So much to see, so much to do, so much to eat. But before we send you off to conquer the Eternal City, we have one final thought-provoking question for you to ponder.
Hit me with it.
So we've talked about the practical stuff, staying safe, staying healthy. But a trip to Rome, it's about more than just checking things off a list, right?
100%. It's about immersing yourself in a culture that's thousands of years in the making. You know, when in Rome,
do as the Romans do.
Like it.
And what better way to do that than by delving into the heart of Roman life beyond those iconic landmarks?
Exactly. And it's something our source really emphasizes, actually. It's about going beyond the tourist traps and really experiencing the city like a local.
You know, it makes me think back to something we talked about earlier about those open air markets. They're a perfect example of that, wouldn't you say?
Totally. Yeah, they're great for fresh produce, absolutely. But it's more than that. It's the atmosphere, the sights, the sounds, the smells. It's a whole sensory experience that just screams, Rome.
It's like stepping back in time, but in the best possible way. Mm. You feel the pulse of the city, the energy of the people. It's amazing.
It really is. And, you know, that's just one small piece of the puzzle. The source really encourages you to strike up conversations with locals, try new things, get a little lost in those charming back streets. You never know what hidden gems you'll uncover.
And that brings us back to that thought-provoking question we like to end our deep dives with. With so much to see and do in Rome, with all those layers of history, art, and culture, what aspect of Roman life are you most excited to experience firsthand?
Right. What's calling to you? Is it the thrill of standing in the footsteps of emperors? Or maybe the simple joy of sipping espresso at a bustling piazza watching the world go by?
Whatever it is, we hope this deep dive has given you the knowledge and the inspiration to make the most of your Roman adventure.
Absolutely. Remember, travel is about embracing the unexpected, saying yes to new experiences, and creating memories that will last a lifetime.
Beautifully said. Safe travels, everyone, and be sure to let us know how your Roman holiday unfolds. We'll be right here, ready for another deep dive when you are. Ciao for now.